This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. 7 years ago, three skinny, road-weary musicians straggled into our studio in Chapel Hill and nearly blew the roof off the place. And we learned a couple of things that day. First, we wanted to make live music a weekly event on our show. And second, the Avett Brothers were going places. Well, the Avett Brothers have come a long way from Concord, North Carolina. These days, they're a legitimate folk rock phenomenon, packing arenas and festivals around the world. Their latest album is Carpenter. It's nominated for a Grammy. Their next concert tomorrow night at the Governor's Inaugural Ball Gala in the Raleigh Convention Center. Bassist Bob Crawford's a member of the Avett Brothers, and he joins us now by phone. Bob, welcome.
Hello, Frank. How are you today?
Great. Great to be with you. And it's been quite a year. A top 10 album, a Grammy nomination, critics calling you one of the best bands alive, at least in the country today. How's this year gone from your perspective?
It's gone very well. We're real excited about a lot of things that have happened and the things that we hope are about to come. We love what we're able to do. We're so blessed to be able to do it. And we've always done it because of that love. And we're just thrilled.
Well, I want to talk to you about that, about how you've done it and for so long and with all of the changes along the way. I mentioned a little earlier that y'all were in our studio about 7 years ago, and you were talking about changes. What would have to happen? How would the Avett Brothers evolve over the years? And what I want to do, I'm going to play a little comparison, play a clip of a tune you were doing then and what's going on now, and talk with you about the evolution of the Avett Brothers. So first, yeah, this is a song about that was on the charts, or at least locally, about 7 years ago, Swept Away. Let's listen.
Well, you send my life whirling, darling, when you're twirling on the floor of town. And who cares about tomorrow? What more is tomorrow than another day?
Here we go, the Avett Brothers, 7 years ago, a song called Swept Away. Now a song off your latest album called Down With The Shine.
Down with the shine, the perfect shine that poisons the well and ruins my mind. I get took for a ride every time. Down with the glistening shine.
Down with the shine from the Carpenter, the latest from the Avett Brothers. Avett Brothers bassist Bob Crawford's on the line with me now. So what has changed and what stayed the same?
I think muscle. I think we've got more muscle behind us now. We've got, you know, the confidence of older men, you know, guys who've been doing it for 12 years. There's just a comfort level that you have when you've been doing something so long. As you know, as you've been doing this a little while, you walk into work every day or you walk out on the stage and you know the guys that you're working with. You've been on stages many, many nights in your life before. You've been in studios many other times. You've played for people who have great reputations behind them. You've been able to play for people that are just excited to have you there, you know, playing. So I think confidence is part of that muscle. We also have money behind us. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, when I say we have money behind us, we have the ability to be in a studio and take our time when we make a recording. I think that Swept Away recording probably took 3 hours. You know, I mean, we sat there in the studio and recorded the bass, banjo, and guitar and a rough track for the vocal, and then went back over and recorded some better vocals and maybe improved some of the guitar work, but that was basically all there was to it. So now, you know, you go in, you record a song like Down With The Shine, and you know, it could take 3 days, 4 days,
And is that all? Is there anything then more self-conscious about it? Because if you listen to Swept Away, you're listening to a good song, you're listening to good musicianship, and you're listening to a whole lot of passion. It's a good song. Clearly different with Down with the Shine and other songs. How much of that is intentional? How much do you say, look, I want to fill in some of those silences. I want this wall of sound to be, is that something you say to yourself intentionally, or it just evolves again with the confidence and experience of playing with guys for a long time?
Right, and it's dangerous to say I want to fill this in,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to just say I have these things at my disposal.
Right.
I mean, we could have a timpani show up, or we can have a French horn, or we can have a choir, you know, if we so choose. But is it right for the song? What is right for the song? And then that's a matter of just you know, kind of recording it stripped down, or having a vision for how you want the arrangement to go, and really adding and then taking away, and not being afraid. And this is where taking time, I think, helps the work of art ultimately be better, because you can try things and then say, well, I don't think that worked. Or you can try something and sit with it for a couple weeks and put it away, work on something else, listen to it and say, it's just not working, or we need something else, or we need more, we need less, you know, whatever. So
yeah.
Having that version of muscle at your disposal, for us who love being in the studio and love crafting and love playing and love writing and thinking about these things, for us it's a great joy. So, you know, it didn't take us forever to make our record, The Carpenter, but also we spent more than, I mean, Mignonette, we probably recorded it in 3 days, and then, you know, it took maybe another day and a half, 2 days to mix, and the artwork was another few days, and then, yeah. You know, it just, something that takes, you know, now we're dealing with something that takes 6 to 9 months as opposed to something that takes two months.
It's great to be able to apply all of that experience to native talent and allow the native talent to still express itself and not become overwhelmed by the experience, and as you say, the ability to add stuff. Hey, you know, I want to talk to you about something else, because I know the band has changed in other ways as well. You've got growing families now. You and your wife Melanie have a young daughter, Hallie. And in 2011, you were confronted by, I think, every parent's worst nightmare. Hallie was diagnosed with a brain tumor. How is she doing?
Today, she's doing great. You know, she's a miracle. I mean, she is just a miracle. And we're going back to St. Jude. She's a St. Jude patient, so we go every 3 months now. She did a year of chemotherapy, and we lived in Memphis at St. Jude for 7 months, and then she did 6 months, she did 6 months of IV chemo at St. Jude, and then she did 6 months of oral chemo back here in North Carolina. And you know, it's a terribly traumatic event. It's a high-grade glioma. It's the kind of tumor that if you or I had it, it'd be 12 to 15 months with treatment. The little kids, you know, do better with them sometimes. Some do, some don't. She got what we believe to be a full resection at UNC. You know, to this day, 18 months later, 17 months later, there has been no sign of tumor regrowth. We've got a couple of tough years ahead of us. She just came off chemo 3 months ago. But we'll go back next week for scans, and then we'll see where she stands. But as far as having a large part of the right side of her brain resected along with a tumor, she has a lot of deficiencies and a lot of motor skill issues. And so we just continually work on those. But she's in school, and she's very happy.
I'm glad to hear she's doing well now, and I know you've got a lot. It's a lot of anxiety, but it sounds like something that you two are working on together as a family, the three of you together. How has this changed your relationship with the other members of the band, or has it?
Oh, you know, I've talked about this before, and I'm really happy to talk about this. We were on the plane coming back from a European tour in Germany. We were gone for 3.5 weeks. The plane landed. I turned on my phone. I called my wife, and she was at UNC. Hallie had been rushed in for a 6-hour surgery at that point. This all smacked me in the face, as it smacked my wife in the face when she found Hallie that morning in her crib having a seizure. I mean, this, we did not see this coming at all. This was completely out of left field. Well, you land on a plane, and that's the first information you get. There's a mass in your daughter's brain, and they don't know if she's going to make it, and they're doing surgery. It was absolutely, you know, I was paralyzed. And it was Scott that got me off the plane. He got me through customs. He got me to baggage claim. Our manager, Dolph, met us there. And Scott, after being gone from 3.5 weeks from his family, got in the car with me and Dolph and drove the way to Chapel Hill. And from that moment on, there was always somebody from the band and the organization that was there for a month, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Even after the guys had to go back on the road and I chose not to go with them, there were wives and like I said, Dolph and other you know, the Avett family, like just we had constant support in ways that, you know, you learn, and from other friends and church family in the area. I mean, you just learn what the definition of service is when you go through something like this, how to serve someone other than yourself. And we really saw that.
Blessings on all of you. You're in our thoughts and prayers. And thanks for being with us on the program, Bob.
It was my pleasure. Have a great one. Thanks.
Bob Crawford, member of the Avett Brothers. Avett Brothers play tomorrow night in Raleigh at the Governor's Inaugural Ball Gala, downtown convention center. They're going to be at Merlefest also in April in Wilkesboro. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Here's a single off the Avett Brothers' latest album, The Carpenter. This is called Live and Die.